The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. How was everybody's Thanksgiving weekend? Did you eat a lot of turkey like I did? I feel stuffed. Still, I know it's already, here it is. It's been like 3 days, but all that turkey, it just is so good with a little pepper, some lettuce on toasted bread. There's nothing quite like this time of year for all the leftovers, right, that you get. I also just love the turkey bowl, the Thanksgiving turkey bowl in the neighborhood every year. It's so much fun. It's interesting because we'll talk later in the show about our knees a bit and about osteoarthritis, and I will relate it to myself and turkey bowl, so you can hear my relating my own life story, as I know you've come to the show to hear.
Hey, that's exciting.
Welcome to Pointing You Home, and thank you for tuning in. If you've missed any of our shows, you can listen on Spotify, which is an app that allows you to listen to all podcasts. And just simply search Eric Stewart Shows, and you'll find us there, or iHeartRadio is another way to find them. Or if you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want, okay? Well, I've invited Loretta Swope, who is a former resident of Fairfax County, to join us and tell us her story and how she and her husband moved from Northern Virginia to Delaware to simplify their life, avoid taxes. And I wanted her to share her actual experience because I think it informs all of us to hear from someone who's actually done it. Loretta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And how are you?
I'm great. I'm doing great.
Good. Well, Loretta, you and your husband lived in Fairfax County for 25 years, and I'd like you to tell us about where you worked, how you went through the decision-making process, where you ultimately decided to move, and then tell us a bit about your experience, and I'll probably interject along the way, okay?
Okay, perfect. Like I said, we lived in Fairfax County for 25 years. My husband was a vice president of a company, and I worked for the Commonwealth of Virginia. We had very good jobs. We lived in, they call it Centerville. We were in the and right at the line of Chantilly and Centerville. Our house was very large, and the kids have gone. So we felt we were planning on retirement at some point. My husband retired in 2015, and I at the end of 2014. I did my research. I listened to your program. I read a lot of articles online about what we should do. And Delaware seemed to always pop up, only because we knew we couldn't stay where we were, just the two of us. Our house was too big. It was too expensive for upkeep, the heating and everything that goes with it, the property costs, and the traffic and everything you know about Northern Virginia. So we decided that we were thinking about moving to Delaware. The thing that did happen, though, is before our house even went on the market, what I didn't realize is people had been looking at our house a couple times, would knock on the door and say, if you ever want to sell your house, just let me know. Mm-hmm. So basically, there was one person that contacted me right simultaneously when I was getting ready to call a realtor and said, I want your house. Came in, saw the house, and wanted to buy our house. We kind of panicked at first because we weren't quite sure. I'll be honest with you, we had talked about going to the Jersey Shore. That's where we always vacationed. That's where my parents were from. My children live in northern New Jersey, and we knew that that wasn't an option because of the taxes. So we thought Delaware would be the closest. The mm-hmm. homes seemed to be reasonable. All the homes that we did see were mainly in communities that were fairly new homes. And as you will know, that when you see a community, it will say starting at the 200s.
Right.
We're starting at the 300s. Little did we know that when the house starts at that price, that's basically the shell of the house. Fortunately for us, we panicked. We came to Delaware. It was in January and February, which was a crazy time to buy a home. But we found a former model home, and so we didn't have to wait for something to be built. A lot of times they don't build homes unless you purchase it. I think they're called, I forgot what the name of that is called when they build some houses that, spec homes.
Right.
There weren't a lot of spec homes at the time. So we kind of like, panicked. So we found, you know, did my research about Delaware, found out the property taxes were very low. We were thinking that our expenses were going to be cut in half from Northern Virginia, that we were going to have less traffic. We were going to have less expenses, monthly expenses, because our goal is not to be house poor as we retired, but to be able to do some traveling. Mm-hmm. Well, little did we know, we moved in April of 2015 and have been here for 5 years. It wasn't, it's not exactly what we had thought it would be.
Why is that?
Basically, everything aside from the taxes are expensive. The utilities, there's more utilities than we had in Virginia. We have extra propane and that we didn't have before. Everything is separate. Sewage is separate. Trash is separate. Electricity is separate. And water is separate. One of the things that I was told is water is gold here. And that is true because our water bill runs about $200 a month. We thought it was because people and kids came down because we were close to the beach. But even with the two of us, water just basically, we checked for leaks. We had somebody come out and the water is just very expensive. So what I'm trying to tell you is we also find that food is very expensive. As a matter of fact, I go up to my son's who lives in Northern Virginia, and sometimes the price of food is half of what it is here.
You're saying so, at the restaurants, or you mean at the grocery stores?
Grocery stores. For example, you can buy a pound of butter, and this is just a silly example, for $3.89 or whatever, you will get butter in Delaware for $5.95. Milk is like $5 a half a gallon.
That's so just regular milk?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, we talked to several people. They said, oh, yeah, tourism is the number one revenue for beach towns. So what was not really taken into consideration is it started growing with locals. It seemed like restaurants were higher than, there aren't any chains, as everybody knows, at the beach. So restaurants are extremely expensive. We just found everything to be expensive, and that although we were paying low taxes, we have a three-bedroom, three-bathroom home. It's probably 2,100 square feet. We put in a fence yard. We put in a patio. Our house is very nice. So
Loretta, let me bring you back to something you said, because I think what I'm hearing you say is you had the good fortune of selling your home quickly, unexpectedly,
yes.
Had to make a decision actually counter to the proper or normal time to purchase a home. You went in the off season, bought a house and found a lovely home, and you had good jobs. You ended up moving to Delaware because you're paying less sales tax, right? That's really where the major savings
property
is.
Correct.
The property taxes, are they high? Or are they?
Property taxes probably, I'll be honest with you, is $1,200 a year.
Okay. That's cheap compared to Northern Virginia.
Cheap.
So the real surprise, and I guess this is where the meat of having you on the show is, the real surprise is when you moved to Delaware, you discovered that the cost of food was in some cases double what it is in Northern Virginia.
Correct. Okay. And utilities.
And so you have this offsetting balance that you have to consider. I mean, like for my family of five over 4 months, I might have a $700 water bill if all seven people are living at the house at the same time. That's what. Correct. That's kind of where we were with seven people for 4 months. You're saying you were paying $800, almost the same amount for just two people. So just weigh that out. And I think, Loretta, thank you for sharing, and thanks for commenting on our on my Facebook page as well, and for listening to the show over the years. When the time comes, when you're thinking about making that move, what Loretta's bringing is go, you know, scale up the mountain a little bit. Go visit. Go look at not just the cost of living in the traditional taxes sense, but look at everything and do the calculations to make sure you know before you buy. Because like everything, real estate is location, 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 right?
Exactly. What I do want to just say to you is I can't thank you enough, because I have read so many articles throughout about moving, best place to retire, and I need to tell you that you have provided me with so much guidance. Even in my future move, I've been utilizing your steps one by one, and it's actually made it a lot easier for me this time. Thank you.
You're welcome, Loretta. Thanks for joining me here on the Eric Stewart Show, and I hope you have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it's that time that I hear that special Stuart Rosenthal music. Stuart, good to see you.
Nice to see you here.
What do you have in the Beacon newspapers for us today?
Well, there's an interesting health story. We all go to the doctor and we see a stethoscope around the doctor's neck and we sort of feel comfortable. That's the thing we're used to.
Yes.
But technology is really exploding. And nowadays they have amazing things that they think are probably going to replace the stethoscope, believe it or not. They have, for example, an ultrasound technology that it's the size of a TV remote.
Yeah.
And using that, they can actually have images of your heart and look at the valves and look at the pumping and even produce an electrocardiogram with some other kinds of things, go right onto the doctor's smartphone or onto his iPad and analyze the beats and make whether there's an arrhythmia or there's a murmur or whatever. I mean, it can do it all for the doctor. The students in medical schools are going crazy about this because when they see how much easier it is than actually trying to listen closely and tell what you're hearing and is it what I think it is or is it not, you know?
That's fascinating.
Isn't it?
It sounds Star Wars kind of, Star Trek. Like, mm-hmm. Right. So, and what was it that Bones used to say? The tricoder, right. That's right.
Right.
Well, fascinating. What else?
Well, I just wanted to talk about that today because it's one of the very interesting health stories that we have.
It's fascinating. Let me just take a second and tell you that I really appreciate you telling us about that.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Stuart. The Beacon Newspapers. Read it today at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Okay, when I get back, let's talk about knees, osteoarthritis, and how to grow old gracefully.